down.
What about to stop a horse and anything? What about you backing him into a buggy? Anything you'd say to him then? Or know of anything about
him? No, I wouldn't know.
You mentioned calls to pigs. Ever had any calls to the sheep to get those in?
No, I've never been around any sheep.
I was in Arcadia. Fort Meade. I interviewed a man down there. Do you know a DC?
Yeah, I've heard the name, yes, sir. Yeah.
Yeah, I think his daughter worked at the post office. Later on, she maybe have been retired. He was about 88, 89 when I interviewed him. He died a year or two ago. It was 77. I stayed in
him. How'd you find Fort Meade? I kept telling him it was like Alice who's kidding me.
I did interviews in Lake Fort Meade down there. Fort Ogden, just south of Arcadia.
Yes, we have our pasture lands around what they call Fort Greene, which is it's not quite as far down as Fort Ogden, but it's out that way. It's just slightly north of Fort Ogden, but it's out from Wachula.
Yeah, I know it is. I did interviews in Fort Bassinger, area down. Near Okeechobee. Most interesting place. Fort Meade's an interesting place. Another interesting place. A place called Fails near. Over near Vero Beach.
I know where Vero Beach.
12 miles down from Vero Beach. And it was an awkward, isolated place. Just had a hippie community set up there. Folks weren't real crazy about the trailers coming.
Yeah, really. How long were you down?
So I was in the state of Florida for about 6 weeks. I started in where Jay Florida is, north of Milton, along the Alabama line. I started there and ended up in Alabama line.
How'd you pick your places?
We did. There had been some field work there. So what I was doing was filling in gaps. What I tried to do was pick places that were settled for a long time. There was an assortment of places. Places like, Fort Meade, for example, is a pretty old settlement.
Yeah, that's one.
Compared with Lake Wells, you see.
Right, that's one of the oldest places in our county.
Yeah, that and Bartow. Old places. So I'd usually in an area I take an older settlement like Fort Meade and a younger one like Lake Wales.
Amazing. I can't believe you may never find Fort Meade for anything.
It's on my house. I forget who. The other reason I interviewed there is because of all the phosphate industry. I knew that it would have, because of that, there would be a long-standing community city, or third generation at least. Was your great-grandfather?
My great-grandfather was here. But my grandfather, he may have been born before he was, he may not have been before ready in actually.
Yeah, but you have roots at least three generations in the county. That's pretty unusual. Nobody in Lake Wales, or the people in Lake Wales have been there who have more than a generation or two.
That's why I guess so weird every time I meet kids, none of them are from Florida. And the ones that lived there maybe 10 years, and they think they lived there a long time. All my family's from out of that area.
I was surprised though that if you get down in central Florida, those areas like Okeechobee and Bassinger, Arcadia, they're older towns.
Another thing, people don't imagine it as being a Florida thing. I was telling someone the other day about it, about living, we were talking about country and western music, something I said, like,